Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, February 5th. Hi, Danny.
Hi, everyone.
We're back on the air and never letting you down, folks. We're here because we... Do we have to? No, I don't have to, but I really want to. In fact, we just celebrated the station's anniversary yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
10 years.
Congrats.
February 4th. 10 years. Thank you. I've never done anything in my life for 10 years, so this is pretty encouraging, you know, and I feel good about it. And the reason I started the radio station is because I always wanted to have a show like we have now.
Right.
And then the idea came up and stuff to do it on the internet. When we started 10 years ago, it was 2008. The iPhone had just come out.
Right.
And so there were no apps, no anything. You had to listen to us only on the computer. Today, you can listen to us on the phone and wherever you are, in the car, anywhere. So you don't have an excuse for not listening. And also, you can download it after the fact.
Right,
so we're always there on your face, folks.
Yeah, so if anyone doesn't know, you download the LA Talk Radio app, and it's channel 1, 10 a.m. every morning.
Right.
Or you can just go to the website and play it on your computer while you're bored at work.
Exactly, you know, but it's always here. And if you miss the show, just go on our page on the website, download the show you want. They're all there. And 10 years worth of archives there. But, of course, they're divided by...
years.
By co-host. Yeah. So, no, you're definitely a great addition to the show.
Thank you.
I'm glad we found you.
Everyone keeps sending Sam hate mail. You guys need to stop.
Exactly.
Cut it out.
Even to the haters, I don't care. I like her, and she's good on the show. She's radio gold, so shut up and get a fucking life.
And good morning. It's Monday.
Exactly. Well, we had to take care of the haters first, yeah. Get them out of the way so we can actually talk to the people that care to listen to what
right.
we have to say.
Right. On that note,
yeah.
The big topic today, I guess, is the Super Bowl, which you didn't even really watch. Right?
Well, yeah, I watched parts of it. I know the game was awesome. I watched the ending, so that was good. I did not watch the halftime, so... You'll have to catch me up on that. Just to let you know, though, folks, we had awesome guests planned for today, but we're wondering also where the fuck they are. So if you guys are wondering, we're wondering, too. We don't know what the fuck happened to them.
Yeah, hopefully nothing happened to them, but geez. Like, can we get an email? Can we get a call saying that you're not coming?
Yeah, can we get anything, you know? I mean...
I was looking forward to it.
Yeah, I know.
What are they called again?
The sentimentalists.
Yeah.
And they're mentalists, which means they do magic with their mind and things like that, read minds.
Yeah.
And it's all magic. It's not, you know, any...
psychic?
No, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but never mind. What I'm saying is it's not supernatural. It's magic.
Well, no, that's
anybody
deaf supernatural.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you can read my mind, that's kind of supernatural.
No, but it's not because it's magic, you know? It's not like they really read your mind. Think about it. I mean,
so you think they're just going off body language, then?
No, I don't know what it is. It's like...
Well, I guess we're not going to know because they didn't show up.
Exactly. Well, what I'm saying is if you saw it, then you'd understand.
Right.
But like, for example... He would see something that you show him on your phone.
And then she would know what it is.
And she would know what it is without looking.
Right.
So he's like the conduit for
her. I was really looking forward to it.
I know. Well, we'll have them back. You know, they've been here several times.
Yeah, they're not getting invited back.
I know. I don't believe I'm fucking promoting them when they're not here.
I know. Free promo. Yeah. You're welcome.
Well, maybe they overslept. They've been working hard. I think they were at the Magic Castle last night.
I want to go there so bad.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll get them to let us in.
For anyone that doesn't know what it is, it's like this, like, it's literally a castle. I think it's in West Hollywood, right?
In Hollywood,
yeah. And it's like, I guess they do magic shows, but you need to be like exclusive or know somebody to get in there.
Right, exactly. Buy a magician or something, be invited there. And it's amazing. You know, you walk around, even to get in, you have to say abracadabra. Open sesame. Open sesame, I think. And then the door opens for you.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
And then you also have to remember to dress nice there because you can't go
casual.
Yeah,
it's like fancy, right?
Right.
So it's like a good date spot then.
It really is. You know, it's a nice place. They have different shows. And
I don't know if I'd be like turned on or off if my date like had a plug for a magician spot. I'd just be like, what are you into on the weekends?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think
so. You don't know if that would be a good thing. Okay, so don't go with somebody you're dating. Go with
like girlfriend.
Exactly. Yeah. By an invitation of a magician you don't know.
Right. Yeah. You know. So if anyone has any like plug for that restaurant, you can just hit me up on IG XXO Danielle and just give me some tickets. Thanks.
To which one?
For the Magic Castle.
Oh, okay. So it's not a restaurant. It's a...
No, you eat there.
No, but it's more than a restaurant.
Yeah, they do like magic shows and stuff though,
right? Right. You don't have to even eat there. You just go see the different shows.
Oh, I thought it was a restaurant and they perform tricks while you're eating.
No, not at all. Oh. Not at all. You go into like a little theater and they do their thing.
Oh, then I don't really care.
Why? No, but there's a restaurant there. Some people do eat.
Oh,
so if someone takes you on a date, you make sure they take you
to
dinner too. Exactly.
Or maybe food before, I guess. I don't know. Because how good could a food be at a Magic Castle? I don't know.
That's not true. I mean, they could have, very well have a good restaurant there.
What's your favorite restaurant out here? Where
out here? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have favorites. There's just so many. And I don't know.
I've only been to a couple. Like, I've been to Mastro's once.
Uh-huh.
I went on a date there. This guy asked me out. He was from Australia. And I was like, oh, well, listen, I don't really know you. In order for me to go on a date with you, I have to bring like one of my girlfriends with me because I don't know if you're a serial killer or not.
Right.
So he let us go to Mastro's and me and her both ordered the $115 steak plus like 20 sides.
Wow.
So it was at least $1,000.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So his bill was like at least $800. But you know what?
What did he get out of the whole fucking
thing? He got nothing. So this is what happened. So I got a little bit drunk. This is why I don't drink anymore, because drinking makes me like really aggressive. So he comes back and he says like a comment. Mm-hmm. And I go, can you just sit your ass down and pay the bill? And my roommate looked at me like horrified. Wow. She's like, you can't talk to people like that. And I was like, I'm not into this dude at all. Like, he's talking to you more than he's talking to me. I like third wheeling on my own date. So I guess when I got up and left the bathroom, they exchanged numbers with each other, which don't you think that's a little shady on her behalf?
I think so. What like, kind of a friend is she?
She's not my friend anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Was she a good friend before?
No, def not. Just my roommate that I thought was like a decent human being, which obviously is not.
How
like,
fucked up are people, you know?
Like, I don't care if my date is going down south and it's about to burn in flames. You don't exchange numbers with someone who asked me out when I go to the bathroom.
Right. Not only that, but don't you ever imagine, like, what was the conversation like?
Yeah,
you know?
Like, oh, this bitch sucks.
Or who is the first one that makes the move?
Supposedly it was him, so she says.
Really?
Yeah.
And then she just responded.
Yeah, and they exchanged numbers. And I guess they were texting for a while. And the only reason I knew about it is because we got into an argument. And she's like, oh, I still talk to that guy, by the way. Like, she kind of threw it in my face. But I'm like, I don't care because I was never going to sleep or date this guy ever again. I got a free meal out of it. But you're shady as fuck.
Whoa. Oh. What kind of a friend is that, man?
But that's what women do these days, I feel. Like, you can't even, like, leave. If you, like, go to shower, you can't even leave your man in like the living room because I feel like whoever is around is going to try to sleep with them.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's pretty brutal, you know.
Yeah,
to have friends like that for crying out
loud. Why I don't really have friends. So
Well, that's the thing. I think it's because the new generation, the millennials and stuff, they don't fucking talk to each other. It's only texting. So people don't know how to fucking respect each other.
Right.
They don't even... It's like you're just a fucking screen to them.
Right.
You know, some text on the screen. And that's not cool, you know? I mean, the thing is, if you don't have any social interaction, you're going to be an antisocial type of person.
Right. It's true. Know? And I always wonder, too, because, like, even when I first start talking to, like, guys or whatever, I text a lot. Like, I could text them for all hours of the night, but then I wonder what's the conversation going to be.
Right.
Like, when we see each other in person, because text is just text.
Exactly.
And you can go in any direction. Like, we can be vibing out together via text, and then when we meet in person, it's like, wow, there's absolutely no chemistry between us.
Right.
So that's like, shit. I've actually been texting someone for like the last 5 days, like I'm in eighth grade again. Uh-huh. But I'm still wondering in the back of my head, like, what's it going to be like when we actually like meet each other?
Yeah, right. So you why know? Don't you talk on the phone?
I'm not. I hate talking on the phone.
But that's what I'm saying, though.
I hate it. Like, don't call me. Don't FaceTime me. I'm not going to answer. Just text me.
But that's your generation. That's what I'm saying. I called my son. He doesn't pick up. I'm like, what the fuck? And then he sends me texts that are like 3 pages long.
Yeah.
I'm like, text it for saying I'll see you in a few minutes. Or,
right.
Or no. Send your phone number. No. You know, it's not for telling me your life story.
I don't agree with that.
You see, I know you don't, because that's the generation of the millennials.
You guys grew up with it. Why do I want to talk on the phone with you?
You guys grew up on that shit. Yeah. You see, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, if it's my family, I'll talk on the phone.
It doesn't seem weird to you to not talk
like
on
your
the
kid
phone.
Okay, if your kids are listening, you need to pick up your dad's call. Like, that's right. Weird. I'll call my dad. But if my dad is listening, which I know you are, like, you need to start answering my calls. Like, he doesn't answer my calls.
Oh, really?
At all. I call him, like, 4 times a day, and he'll hit me with the text right after.
Wow.
He'll be like, hey, busy.
He's got the opposite problem.
I'm like, Dad, pick up the phone, please. Yeah. I want to talk to you. He called me yesterday because I was telling him about this guy I'm talking to, and that's the only time he ever calls me, because he's like, Danny, you've been single forever, don't fuck this up, basically.
Really?
Yeah, that's all week, that's the only time he called me back. Yeah. I'm like, all right, Dad, I'll talk to you soon. The pressure's on, I guess.
Yeah. Look, I just think you'd be a person to that'd be hard to nail down, and I think
in a relationship?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because I think you're a free spirit. You do what you want to do, and I think guys are
scared of that.
Scared of that. I think they're intimidated by the fact that, hey, I can't control her.
Yeah, that's one thing. Because I'll never forget when I went on a date, and I'm like, I could tell that he was one of those guys that is used to women that are submissive, if that's the right word to use.
Right.
And I can't be that. Like, I'll do what I want for somebody that I care about, but you can't tell me what to wear.
Right.
You can't tell me what to post on Instagram, social media, and you definitely can't tell me what to do or say.
Right.
Like, it's never happening.
So you're like a firecracker. Yeah. And some guys, I think, would be intimidated by it. They would think she's going to do shit, crazy shit.
You know what? People have actually told me I look like a cheater.
Like a cheater?
Yeah, but I'm like, I've never cheated before in my life. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I've never cheated. I've never, ever cheated.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. I've cheated with.
Yeah.
Like, I've definitely been like a side bitch before, for sure.
Oh, what does it mean cheated with, though?
Like, so if a guy has a girlfriend,
he's
I've
in a relationship.
Yeah, I've hooked up with someone.
You're
who
just
has a girlfriend.
As fucking guilty.
Yeah, 110%.
Right?
110%.
Wow.
Especially if you know. It's one thing if you didn't know, but if you know, you're just as guilty.
If you
sure.
do, yeah. If you do know.
Yeah, there was this guy in high school.
But doesn't that scare you, though, that there'd be like a dangerous triangle there, and she'll come after you or something?
Well, I can't fight, so it always scares me when someone like wants to like you know, put hands on me. But I don't really agree, unless it has to do with, like, I guess if you're in a relationship and you love that man, I can see why you would want to hit somebody, but you should be hitting your man, not the chick.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, it's like, your man's a piece of shit. He shouldn't be cheating on you.
Right. And you could have been anybody.
Right.
It's his mistake.
Look, I would say that, okay, for instance, in high school, I dated this guy. His nickname was Jesus because he looked like Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so crazy. He had like the biggest woohoo ever, and
really?
He did not know how to use it.
Really?
Did not know what to do
so
with
you
it.
Went to bed with Jesus and you know what the
he did not bless me. He did not bless you, that's for sure. But he had the whole entire time, because we were friends from high school all the way till college, and the whole entire time I was always his side chick. He had a girlfriend the entire time I knew him, and I was his. He used to nickname me his mistress.
Really?
Yeah.
And you went along with that?
Yeah, totally.
Wow.
I feel bad about it now because I'm older, and I would never want that to happen to me. But when you're young, you just like, really don't care.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't know why I did it, because it wasn't like the sex was like incredible. I think I just like cared about him, and it was like a comfortable, like, oh, I've seen your dick 1,000 times.
Right.
So I'm comfortable with you.
Wow, you've seen Jesus' dick, man. That's pretty cool. Don't tell anybody who loves him, though.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Oh, God. But so he looked like him, huh?
Yeah, he was actually really handsome. I don't know what he looks like now. I haven't seen him. We had like a huge falling out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny, though, how Jesus, in Western culture, we see him as like this blue-eyed, you know.
I've never pictured Jesus to have blue eyes.
Well, okay,
long
brown
hair,
eyes. But still,
brown eyes.
But those pictures they made in the Renaissance and stuff, you know, in Europe and stuff, it's really like not, it's images of like, you know, European, not a Middle Eastern. But
was Jesus supposed to be Middle Eastern?
Of course, it was in Israel. He was a Jew. You know, he was Jewish. Like
he looks like
else.
A white man.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You see,
that's crazy.
But then again, I do too, right? That do
no,
I look
you
like
do
Middle
not
Eastern?
Look white.
I don't look white.
No.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm, not
so
at
I
all.
Look like Middle Eastern.
You look Middle Eastern for sure. Oh, wow. Yeah, like if you ever walked by me and I didn't know you, I would for sure know you were
oh,
Middle
I
Eastern.
Didn't realize that. Okay, yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I guess I can never hope to blend in, huh?
Never. Well, that and as soon as you start speaking, it's like, okay, yeah, he's Middle Eastern.
Yeah. So there's a phone call. Let's go ahead and see who that is.
Okay,
you
yeah.
know, good morning.
Wait,
you're
wait.
On the air. Go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, yeah.
Hello, my name is Dimitri, and
hang up.
I just want to say that.
Hang up.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want everyone to know that the person that just called in was my stalker. That's who I just told you about last week.
Really?
That just.
So
like,
how did he find you? I guess he just follows you on social media.
Well, yeah,
media
but
stuff,
I've blocked
right?
him off over literally 150 fake Instagram pages.
Okay, well,
and how are you gonna call
number.
Me? How are you gonna call me at my job? Sam,
right.
What the hell?
Right. People are crazy, right? Well, did you take any steps?
No, I should have, yeah. I mean, if he keeps harassing me, I'm going to. But, like, he, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, wow.
Okay, moving
well,
right along.
We know
totally
who he was.
Skeeved out.
Yeah,
for
I mean, you know, we take people, no worries. You
like,
know?
I don't mind fans, but you're taking it to a whole nother level.
Right, right.
Like, you're now bothering me.
It's scary.
Me. Yeah.
It's scary and frightening to have somebody stalk you like that.
Right.
How long has that been going on?
So I lived at this place downtown when I first moved here. And it was like one of those like hotel type of places. So there was like 24-hour concierge.
Right.
And there was one day I was not home, but my roommate was. And she's like, hey, are you expecting somebody? And I said, no, I'm not expecting anybody. She goes, the front desk just called. There's a Dimitri here looking for you.
Wow.
And I go, I don't even fucking know a Dimitri. So he found out where I lived, what apartment number I
really?
Was. And showed
wow.
up at my spot, yeah.
That's pretty scary, man.
Sent me over, like, maybe 5,000 messages on Instagram. Yeah.
5,000
like
messages.
Like 5,000
so
messages.
He's leaving tracks everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, now we have his phone number,
he
too.
He, like, texted my sister and was like, hey, like, I've never met him before in my life. I haven't seen Danielle. Like, I lost her number. Can you please give me her number again? Like, we shared a lot of moments together. I'm like, bro, I've never even met you.
Wow.
It's scary. Like, mental health is a big deal.
Yeah. Well,
Dimitri,
you gotta
please
be
get
careful.
Help.
Yeah. Dimitri, really cool. I mean, we hung up on you because you're scaring the girl, man. So relax, okay?
Okay.
Calm down. Get a fucking life. And please... You're welcome to listen. We love our listeners, but
just leave me alone, please.
Yeah, leave her alone.
Like I don't. I appreciate that you think I'm a big deal, but I'm really not that big of a deal. Just like back up.
Okay. Well, you've ignited his imagination. You know, what can I say? You know, I mean, it's just that it puzzles me how guys become obsessed with women like this,
and they don't know them.
Right.
Like I could be like the worst person you ever met. Like just.
Right.
Like, just chill.
But that's the thing. I think they build an image of who you are,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And sort of, like, just follow that and probably build dreams in their minds of what they're going to do with you when
yeah.
they find you and hook up with you and everything. You know, they're just like, they have this whole fantasy probably in their head.
I just don't like how he, like, knows where I work now. Like, that really freaks me out.
Well, look, you're in the public eye. There's nothing you can hide,
no,
you know?
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean... and you have been because you've been on TV and shit.
I
know.
I want to be back on TV. What can I do?
Yeah, you see. So you put yourself in the public eye. I mean, you could disappear if you wanted to.
No, thank you.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying, all right?
I like to be the center of attention. It's all about me.
All right, so everybody is going to know where you are at all times, you know? It goes with the territory.
Yeah.
Look at celebrities, you mm-hmm. know? They're like, oh, I don't want to be famous. Well, that's part of the fucking job,
yeah.
you know?
I
part
mean, I would like to be a little bit more famous, but I wouldn't want to be like Kim Kardashian famous. Like, to the point where you can't even go to the grocery store without being like,
right?
Because I still want to like be able to go to CVS,
right?
You know, without having a personal assistant do it for me.
That's true, right? You know? Otherwise, you're stuck in the house all the time.
All the time.
Right.
So on that note, I'm waiting to see if someone from Bad Girls Club calls in. But before she does, I'll just give you a little backdrop on the argument we had.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West dropped the new Yeezy Season 6.
Okay.
Do you know what that is? It's like their clothing line.
Oh, no, I don't know. Go
okay,
ahead.
Yeah. So Kanye West has a clothing line, and every year he drops like a new like whatever to promote it. And Kim
right.
Kardashian did a photo shoot, and there's two twins that were on Bad Girls Club that did the photo shoot with her, which is dope because if you have the Kim Kardashian plug, that's pretty legit.
Right.
But Kim, in her advertisement for the line had a bunch of women naked, like walking the streets of wherever they were doing the photo shoot, like really? Holding ice cream cones naked. And, you know, she supposedly it's supposed to be promoting the shoes of season six, but all I was focusing on was the fact that they were naked. So I posted a tweet that I said, isn't when you do a photo shoot, when you're talking about a clothing line, shouldn't you be like showing off the clothing, not having models naked? And yeah. because I said that comment, Bad Girls Club fans took it as me talking shit about the twins that did the photo shoot, because they're also from Bad Girls Club. So this girl from Bad Girls Club, her name is Jayla. I've never met her before. Don't know anything about her. Like, didn't watch her season.
Right.
She basically called me a hater and, like, said that I was at home practicing my poses so that I could also be naked or, like, wearing Kim Kardashian's clothes. She completely came at me not understanding my context or my comment.
Right.
And I told her to basically shut the fuck up. And uh-huh. she wants to call in and have an adult conversation about her comment versus mine.
That's
but
awesome.
I don't know if she's listening or if she's going to call in. But if you're listening, girl, feel free to call in. We're waiting for you. we got about 30 minutes left of the show. So
yeah, there
give
you
us
go.
A call.
Yeah, you can give us some free content.
We're plugging you.
Yeah, there you go.
So yeah, that's that. But I mean, I would never want to be Kim Kardashian famous, although I do want Kim Kardashian money.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Kylie yeah. just announced that she had her baby.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that was really cute, that video.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she had a video with a baby or something?
Yeah.
Oh.
So cute.
Oh,
okay. She had a baby with Travis Scott.
Right.
The rapper. I don't find him attractive, but whatever floats your boat, Kylie.
Yeah.
Their video for our daughter was really cute. She's 20, has like more, her baby has more money than I'll ever see in my life.
Yeah,
it's
right.
not even like 4 days old.
I know. Wow. Yeah, you're born into that. Mm-hmm. But who knows what kind of problems they're going to have.
Right.
Look, we have a phone call.
Okay.
Maybe it's your invite.
Right.
You know, good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. You're on. Okay, they hung up. All right.
Okay, that wasn't her then. She definitely wouldn't have hung up.
Well, you never know. Maybe they didn't hear us or something. But
I mean, in the meantime, if anyone wants to call in and you need advice for the week, it is Monday. Monday is the shittiest day of the week.
Yeah, the number is 323-203-0815. It's right there on the website. But if you listen on the app, I guess you don't really see it, which makes me think I should put the number on the app.
Yeah,
too,
for sure. On like the front page or something.
Yeah, yeah. 323-203-0815 if you want to call in and hate on her because everybody else is, so you know,
join the party.
Difference? Yeah, I mean, I'm still getting like emails and shit, you
it's
know
so
I don't
weird
know
I'm so sorry, I apologize.
No, but that's the thing. I mean, you're like, you rile people up, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I mean, to me, you seem like a very decent
human being. It's just like, you know what? I always joke around. If I could get paid to get under people's skin, I'd be so rich right now. Because
yeah.
it's just like, I can figure somebody out within like 5 minutes, and right. I'll know what to say to irritate you.
Yeah.
It's that easy. So, okay, like, everyone lets me, like, just piss them off. Like.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, we have a caller on now. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Sam and Danny.
Good morning. Oh, someone that sounds nice to us. Who's that?
I'm just a fan of Danny's, and I wanted to call in and tell her to keep positive. And I said I'm glad she got this little gig with you and that her life will turn out better because we have faith in her. And I just want to tell her that I love her so much.
Oh, wow.
That's really sweet.
Now, do you know her in person?
I don't. I'm on the other side of the U.S.
Oh, where do you live?
Yeah.
In Texas.
Okay, yeah. Someone called from Texas the other day, too. I feel like I have a lot of fans in Texas.
Right. Is that the same one?
That wasn't me.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, your voice is different. I can tell.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, girl. It's really sweet. Send me a DM on Instagram so I know who you are.
Alrighty, I will. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you
too.
For calling. Bye bye. You see, when somebody invests in positive shit and gives you good
vibes, positive
good vibes
only.
Know? Yeah, then they're happy and you're happy.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So I don't understand trolls and shit, but you know, I mean, you get them all over the place.
Right.
You know?
Do you have any trolls? People, does anyone hate you?
No, not at all.
Not a single person hates you. What about in real life?
No, I think a lot of person maybe. envy me and shit. Yeah, you know, probably. Because I noticed that. I noticed because.
Do you ever feel like men hate on you? Like when you go out? Like, do you have any friends that you're questionable about?
No.
Really?
No. I mean, I'm good. You know, nothing outrageous in my life.
Right.
You know, I don't have too many friends because I'm very picky.
Me too.
But the ones I have are very good people. Right. You know, and that's the thing.
Like Max.
Yeah. Max is an awesome man. Yeah. You know? And by the way, he was happy I told him you're staying. So he was like, yay. You know? So you got a lot of fans here. I don't know about the rest of the country, but definitely here.
Yeah, Texas. So, the guy I'm talking to is from Texas. Yeah, that's why I know it's not gonna work.
Oh no, don't do long distance relationships.
Yeah, plus
they
I'm a
suck.
Psycho, so it's like, how am I gonna deal with my psychoness when you're like a plane a ride away? Like I can't drive by your crib, see if there's any cars parked in the driveway. Like I can't be doing that when you don't live in the same state as me.
Yeah, right.
Oh man, are you dating? Do you have a girlfriend?
Well.
She's listening, so don't lie.
No, we're not getting into personal life.
Oh,
right,
skip right over that.
Yeah,
question.
Let's get into the Super Bowl for a moment. Did you watch Pink sing the
national
anthem?
No, I missed
the
whole like first quarter.
Okay. And
was it good, bad?
No, it was good, you know, but there are people hating on her too.
Well, everyone's hating on Justin Timberlake. It's like a debacle. Like, it's crazy because he has so many fans, but like I haven't seen not one positive comment about his halftime show.
Really? Because, well, on Facebook, people had good things to say, but I don't know. It was funny because I wasn't really watching the Pink singing part. I was just like, it was in the background.
Right.
And I thought at the end she fucked up. But so I was waiting for anybody to comment on it. Nobody did. So I figured I must have just heard something because people are saying she was great. And the part I heard was nice.
Well, I know that she had the flu and she was super sick. So, I mean, that sucks. But
and she just spit out a cough drop right before she started singing.
Like on TV?
Yeah, yeah.
Like just on the ground?
Yeah, I thought it was a piece of gum, but no. It was, they're saying it was a lozenge or something.
Well, I mean, good for her for thugging it out. Yeah. Her husband is so hot.
Really? Mm-hmm. Who's her husband?
I don't know his name. He's like a skater, I guess.
He's
very good looking, though.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when you're good looking and you have money and you're in the public eye, you can get just about anybody, right?
I don't know if I feel like you can get anybody you want, but I don't know if you're going to get that many people with substance.
Well, it depends. But so you go after someone you want. I mean, like, for example, you're Pink. You don't go for a guy down the street who flips hamburgers.
Do you know who I want to meet?
Who?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, you and millions of other women, right?
Where's he hiding?
I don't know.
I feel like I've never heard of him being out, nothing. But he's like in Los Angeles. It's like, where are you at, boo?
Right. You see, like again, he can have anybody he wants.
Yeah, but do you think he might be gay?
He had Bar Rafaeli, which...
I have no idea who that is.
That's the Israeli model that he was with. You got to look her up.
But he dates people that aren't even like 21 yet.
But she's like the most wanted woman model in the world, and he can have her just like that, you know?
Yeah.
Snapping his fingers.
He dated Rihanna for a little bit.
Right.
And he dated like a bunch of 20-year-olds. Like, I guess he blonde is his thing, and he's now dating a brunette. But.
And young is because that's what guys want, you know? And
why, though?
Why? Because I think it represents maybe fertility or something. I mean, look, I'll tell you why. You grow up and you start seeing wrinkles in your eyes.
And you get self-conscious.
Right. And then other people are not as attractive to you anymore.
Attracted to you or attractive?
Attractive.
Oh, you mean like, are you talking about for women or men?
Men, both. Both. Mm. All I'm saying is this. Nobody likes aging.
Yeah.
So everybody wants young, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, like, how could, like, I never get it how, like, a 58-year-old man can date, like, a 21-year-old.
No, you see, that's just to fuck her, you know? There's nothing else.
Yeah, but then he's taking care of her.
Yeah, of course, because she's, like, available.
He'll, like, literally die at 62 and leave everything to the 21-year-old and forget, like, his entire family he had before.
I know. I totally agree, because men will do that for pussy, you know?
Oh, my God.
It's very simple.
Pussy is power.
It is.
Literally.
It is.
Like, girls run the world, dead ass.
Right. It's like, I posted a meme once where...
Donald Trump is grabbing a pussy?
No. It's like a black and white girl and boy. And she's like... she says, I'm going to control your life with this. She says, are they little kids?
Or this they is older? What
I'm going to control you with this for the rest of my life. And no, like little kids.
Yeah.
But it's a meme.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah.
This is how I'm going to control you. It is.
It's true.
You know.
But then I wonder for gay men, does dick run the world for you?
Yeah, for them. Yeah.
Yeah, because I know. You know what?
They're still men. You see, gays, I think, as a whole, are more promiscuous, or they act on their fantasies because they can.
Yeah.
You know, they're all men and they all consent.
Right.
You know, with women, with men and women, you always have the moment that says, nah, you know.
Well, now they have like this app, I guess, that's coming out that, like, before you have a hookup, you can, like, sign a contract on your phone so that person can't come back and say, I never consented to that.
Ah,
yeah, I guess it's coming out in like a couple of months. But if someone ever pulled that app out on me, I'd be like, you can get dressed and you can get the fuck out.
Get out, right?
Because I am all set. Like, who are you fucking that you need this contract?
Yeah,
like,
right?
That's what I need to know. But, like, those are the type of dudes I'd be going for. I don't know
that's
why.
That's true, yeah. No, mm-hmm. That's very true, you know.
But you know what I always, a debate I always have, and since we were just talking about gay men, is, do you believe that people can be bisexual?
Do I believe that?
Yeah. Like, my personal opinion is no.
I think many people are saying that most people are bisexual. It's just that they don't act on it. I
don't, like, I'm not attracted to women at all.
Right.
Like, not even, I think women are beautiful.
Right.
And, like, if I were to ever watch porn, like, I don't mind looking at a woman's body.
Right.
But I don't.
But you're not attracted to them. You want the muscle.
I want, like, nothing to do with a vagina.
Right.
I barely
right.
want anything to do with my own.
Wow.
Let alone, like.
Yeah.
Sucking a vagina. But for
right.
me.
But that's you, you know. I mean, yeah. I think a lot of people
But for
are
me,
different.
I feel like for men, if you like dick, you like dick.
Right.
People
That's
argue
true,
with
right?
me all the time, and they say, no, a guy can be attracted to both. But for me, I feel like if you are into dick,
then
you are
gay.
A gay man.
You're gay.
Yeah. Like,
But why is that more important than the fact that he's also attracted to a woman?
I feel like gay men think women are beautiful.
Right.
Yes, I do believe that. And I think the men that can hook up with women too, and I could be totally wrong. This is just my opinion.
Right.
So I don't want anyone listening, especially if you're gay, to be offended. This is just my opinion. I feel like for men that can still sleep with women but can sleep with men are men right. that haven't acknowledged to themselves that they are gay.
But why is that? I mean, because I see people that are saying, oh, I enjoy both. And it kind of makes sense. What if he likes women a lot, right?
I just don't.
But then he likes dick every once in a while.
But how do you like dick every once in a while?
Yeah, but I don't know, because people
that
might.
That scares me,
But
though.
That's what I'm saying. You have to think of a bisexual perspective. So you're saying, do I think there is? Yeah, because I see people like that all the time.
Right.
If you want to label them one or another, then go ahead. But I don't know that you can label someone who also likes women as just gay. You know what I'm
like
saying?
Like a woman, you mean?
Right. No, no.
Yeah,
if a guy likes, if a guy likes a woman, and he also likes a man, right? So why are you saying he's a gay man that likes women and not a straight man that likes guys?
Because a straight man does not like guys. Period.
Yeah.
A straight man is strictly pussy only.
Okay, but so gay guys are not attracted to women. Why would he have sex with a woman?
Because I don't know. Maybe he hasn't come out of the closet yet.
Okay, but that's.
Like, I know, like, full-blown gay men now who, like, will only be with men that right. fucked women there, like, all during high school because they couldn't tell
they
their
family. They weren't like a straight guy or something,
they were
right?
act. They were putting on an act that they were straight, but, like, literally one of my good friends would tell me that he would fuck women.
Right.
They would love fucking him, and he would literally want to vomit after.
Really?
Yeah. So I feel like men that like dick are gay, and if they're still fucking with women, it's because right. they are not ready to acknowledge the fact that they are literally
right,
gay.
Right, right.
But I mean, I could be wrong.
Yeah, well,
I wish someone would call in. If you're bisexual, call in and give us your opinion, because I mean, I don't want this just to be my opinion, but I feel like.
Well, it doesn't matter. That's your
strictly
opinion.
Dickly.
It doesn't have to be the truth.
Right.
It's just what you think. Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, I can.
Like, I would never hook up with a man that flat out told me that he has hooked up with another man.
Right.
It's just never happening.
Really?
It's never happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't want anything to do with that.
Yeah.
Like, as I'm laying next to you and you just had sex with a man two nights ago, like, it's not happening.
Right.
Mm-mm.
So that's not homophobia or anything.
No, it's just preference.
Yeah. So you want the guy that's eating you not to have put?
I would rather my boyfriend cheat on me with 1,000 different women than ever cheat on me with a dude.
Oh wow! Yeah. So that would be devastating. Huh? If a woman is married and suddenly she finds her husband cheating with a guy,
yeah, it's devastating. Wow. It would. I'd probably never be able to recover.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's to you. That would be worse than if
that's
he
like
was
the worst
with a
betrayal.
Woman. Wow.
Yeah.
Because he lied to you.
Men.
All this time,
well, yeah.
Right?
And you're like laying next to me while you wish you were laying next to Bobby. It's just like, get the fuck out. Get out. Yeah. Right now. Like, get out.
Wow.
Like, I knew I worked with this guy whose sister was married to an openly gay man. They have four kids. They had like four kids together, but like they never had sex after the kids. And he would like go out and hook up with men on the weekend and then come back and sleep with her, and they were still married. And I'm like, obviously this woman has no self-respect or no confidence at all for you to be okay with that.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Or maybe it's because you had four kids with the man, but at some point you gotta find your own happiness, girl, and you need to go find someone who's gonna dick you down every night and not sneak out and go get dicked down himself.
Yeah.
Right?
Well said.
Oh,
that's
man.
Your advice for Monday morning, folks.
If you're gay, just be gay. Exactly. It's 2018. Yeah. No one cares anymore. Just be gay.
And it seems like I started saying that I think gays have more sex than anybody because...
Yeah, they do.
They're men, you know? Mm-hmm. They want sex all the time.
Right. I think it's just like an animal instinct that a man just wants to fuck all the time.
It is. It is. It's very primitive. I mean,
and it's like
we're
weird.
Hardwired
And
for
I think
it.
It's weird, too, that some guys can go like 5 times in one day and then one can only go once a day. It's kind of like, damn, that sucks for you.
Well, it depends. I mean, if it doesn't bother you, you know, I mean, how
I think
how
that
many
would
time,
bother me.
But how many times do you have to come every day, you know?
I feel like men should have to go at least like 2 or 3.
2, 3
times
like
a day.
A day?
Yeah.
You mean like have sex or masturbate?
Either or.
Oh, okay.
Like 2, 3 times a day.
Oh, like to empty out their tanks.
Yeah. Remember our guest the other day? She said, make sure he has an empty sack.
Right. That's true.
That's the number one concern is if he's not taken care of, he's going to find it elsewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
But that's the pressure. It's right there. You're right. Yeah. And many people don't want to admit it, but that's the way it is.
Yeah.
In the animal world as well, you know.
And I always find it interesting, too, that some men can last like 45 minutes and then other men can't last more than 5.
Right. Right.
Why is that?
Because it's different sensitivity, different experience, different everything.
I guess if he lasts like 45 minutes, you have to like wonder, am I trash? Am I trash in bed?
I don't think so.
Really?
All I can tell you is when I was young, like I must have been, let me see, in my 30s, I would go all night. I would fucking go all night.
Right, right.
Yeah. Right. Without coming or anything.
Right.
It doesn't mean I wasn't turned on. I just liked it so much. That,
really?
Yeah. And then
see, as a woman, I'd be in my head, like, tripping out.
Yeah.
I'm like, is he not into this?
Because
right
I tell you, once I come, that's it, you know? So you
see,
might
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Some men are like, as soon as they do it, it's like they can't do it for the rest of the night.
No, it's not that they can't do it. It's just that... But the desire is gone already, you know?
Really?
Yeah, it's not like women. Listen, with women, it's different. You guys can come many times. Most men, I think, come only once.
Well, see, my ex-boyfriend that I was with, like, maybe 2 years ago or so, he didn't last long, but he could, like, bang it out, like, 7, 8 times
a
night.
Oh, okay,
well. Yeah. But he wouldn't last long at all, like, maybe 4 minutes.
Right, you see, so that's what I'm saying. I mean, look, if you got it... If you can manage to keep it hard for 30 minutes, 45 minutes...
That's a big deal.
That's
I think
a big
the only
deal. That's
time,
a bigger deal than doing it 5 times.
Yeah, I think the only time he ever lasted long is if he did like 10 lines of coke.
Right.
And then he was like proud of himself. I'm like, dude, it's not impressive. At all. Like, at all. But he used to complain. He by the 7th or 8th time, like, when he did, like, nothing would come out. And he's like, I just can't anymore today.
Wow.
Like, he would complain
unusual.
About it.
Yeah. I don't know about that. Never heard
that's
of
that. That's why
it
I left before. His ass. Cheating ass motherfucker.
What was the longest relationship you've been in?
That's a good question.
Yeah? What, is it a matter of years or just months?
Well, lately I would say I have not been able to keep a relationship for more than a couple of months.
Right.
Probably within the past like year and a half or
do
so.
Do you think you're choosing incorrectly or
you
is
know what
this
it
so,
is
it something you're doing?
I think so the last guy I dated was a hockey player, and he was like literally everything I could ever want in a man that I would want to marry. Like, he was successful, he had a job he loved, he had a nice apartment, nice car, he took care of me, opened the car door, was affectionate. But from the minute I met him, I already started getting in that mentality. This is too good to be true. How can I fuck this up?
Oh, wow.
So I was looking for reasons to fuck it up. And when I fucked it up, it was like he was done.
Really?
Yeah, it's like one of my biggest regrets, actually.
So you really looked to self-sabotage yourself.
Yeah, and my dad tells me all the time, like, he's like, because he met my whole family. Like, right. He came over, met my dad, met my whole family.
So this is something where you probably unconsciously feel you don't deserve it.
Yeah.
Right?
And I don't know why, because I know I deserve a man that's going to treat me good, but right. I think it's because I've been in such shitty, abusive relationships that my mentality is, oh, I only deserve that, which is not true at
all.
That's
true. Nobody's ever made you feel special,
no.
maybe.
No, yeah. Well, and then when they do, I'm right. like, okay, well, what's the catch?
Right.
Where's the red flag?
Right. So you don't know how to behave.
Yeah, so even, like, this new guy that I'm talking to, I let him know, like, one of my flaws is, like, you'll be, like, wicked perfect for me, and the minute we start getting close or I feel like I'm getting attached, I start looking for reasons why I don't like you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll just go with it. Like, oh, his hands are too small, or, oh, I don't like his teeth, or he snores when he starts sleeping, and I'll just focus on that one little pinpoint that I don't like
right.
until I, like, fuck it all up. And then as soon as it's fucked up, I regret it, and I start scrambling, and I try to get it back.
Right.
I'm, like, so weird. Yeah. I need a dating coach for sure.
You probably should, and we always get some here, so... You know,
that'd
just stick
fun.
Around and you'll get a lot of advice here from people.
Oh, I'm going to be sticking around.
Yeah.
So she never called in, huh?
Well, not today.
maybe she's busy.
Some other time.
I mean, Jayla, I gave you an opportunity to call in.
Yeah.
Maybe you can call in later this week, but.
Yeah, whatever, you know. But
people are like literally waiting for
it. I guess it didn't happen to them. Really irritated, man. But because, you know, you set up a whole show for them, which means you're not inviting somebody else, right?
Right.
It's their spot.
Right.
And then the chairs are empty and you go, what the fuck, man?
Right. Like, maybe they're sleeping in. Maybe they got too fucked up for the Super Bowl
Whatever
yesterday.
It is, you know, you can send a message.
Or a text or something.
I'm just saying they probably forgot, and that's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah, and I was looking forward to, like, having my mind blown today.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, I'm just a sucker for people, and I'll probably invite them anyway, but the way I feel right now is no. Don't come back.
Come back here.
Yeah.
Wait, someone bailed on us on Friday, too. This is 2 days in a row we got
Oh,
chips.
That was
sausage in law.
Right. He said he tried to call in and nobody answered, so I don't know what the fuck
Oh,
happened.
Really?
It was probably a mix-up in the times.
Time, for sure. Yeah. Definitely.
But, yeah, that's true. So we end up talking here, and you see, that's why you're on this show, because you can fill an hour with me without a problem.
Oh, yeah, there's so much to talk about.
Yeah, you know, because when you don't have a guest... sometimes people just get stuck. They can't do their show.
Right.
You know, so that's terrible when people do that. And I see that a lot here because, you know, we average about 12 live shows a day here. So that's a lot of people coming through here.
Right.
And many of them are late or they don't show up at all. And so I lose respect for people easily when it comes to that.
And I feel like radio is just like a good, even like a podcast radio. I think if you have something that you're working on or something you want to talk about, it's a good... stepping stone to let people hear you, because you just never know who's going to be listening. So if you're like a musician or like Chef Sean. Yeah, Chef Sean. Like, it's just like a good atmosphere to like have like your music playing. Like, I should put that on my thing. Anyone that wants to come on the show, like, holla at me.
Well, we're still going to screen you.
Yeah,
folks.
Yeah. Make sure you're worth it, but still.
Interesting. Yeah.
There's so many interesting people, though.
I know.
They have, like, so much going on that we could just, like, learn from, you know?
Yeah. I mean, in the 10 years, I must have had literally thousands. You know, more than 1,000 people easily,
right?
I mean, what, 1,000 people is probably in 4 years or something.
That's crazy.
Right, because you know, if I have like, you know, 52 weeks,
mm-hmm.
you know, you multiply that by five, and which is how many shows I do every year.
Yeah,
think
that's
about
a lot.
It, right?
Yeah.
52 weeks times five, and then...
what is that? I'm so bad at math. Hold on, let me get the calculator out.
Yeah, I'm just not even following. I'm good at that, but I'm not thinking right now.
So you do 260 shows. No, that doesn't make any sense.
No. You do
times 52. Yeah,
right?
So 260 shows.
260 shows, yeah. So imagine, let's say... 200 guests.
Yeah.
That's 200 guests
a
year. That's 2,000 guests by now.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
That's
a
lot of people, yeah.
And that's just guests on my show.
Imagine. So are you going to have a party or not?
Yeah, we'll have a party for the 10-year anniversary.
Yeah, I've been here for a week, but I'll still come.
Yeah, of course. What?
I love parties. Just make sure there's snacks. You know that I went to a Super Bowl party yesterday?
Yeah.
And they were charging people to get in. I obviously didn't pay to get in.
Wow.
But you had to pay to get in. Uh-huh. And then if you wanted to
if
eat at the party.
If you're a guy, you pay.
No, they were charging females too.
Really?
Yeah. So they're charging male and females to get in. And then if you wanted to eat at the party, it's another $50.
Really?
I said, yeah, this party sucks.
Yeah, what kind of a fucking party is that?
See you fucking later.
Yeah.
I left at halftime. I was not about it.
Yeah.
Because I just don't understand, like, the whole concept of, like, going to a party. Like, everyone's rolling blunts and smoking. Like, no one, everyone's, like, all the girls are giving every other girl a death stare. I'm like, this isn't fun for me. Like, fun for me is, like, if I went to a bar and, like, got shit-faced with a bunch of random people watching the Super Bowl.
Right.
I don't like going to parties where it's, like, first of all, it was the afternoon. It was 80 degrees. We're in a backyard. Girls are wearing, like, 10-inch heels. I was like, why? Your husband is not at this fucking party.
Yeah.
Take your goddamn heels off. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just too much. People do too much these days to impress, like, people that actually mean nothing to them, you know?
Yeah. That's true. That's true. It seems like we care more about people we don't know than about the people we know.
Yeah. It's like a competition within yourself. Like, how can I impress someone else today? No, bitch, how can you impress yourself today?
Right.
Work on that. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm still trying to, like, I'm trying to get to a point in my life where I fuck with myself so heavy that, like, no man, no woman, no nothing can disrespect me, but I'm still learning how to completely fuck with myself.
Yeah, but don't be too, you know, if you become too rough or build walls around you, it might not work.
I build a great wall of China.
Really?
When it comes to relationships, even with girls, it's like very hard for me.
Well,
to,
that's why you're not staying with anybody for a long time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, maybe the next one will be a football player rather than a hockey player.
I'm actually talking to a football player.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But he has... Okay, I'm not going to get into specifics, but one, distance. Two, who knows how many other people he's talking to. And three, I've never talked to anyone who's had kids before.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't know, like, what... If I'd be, like, any good at that.
Yeah, well...
Because the baby mom, like, what's the deal? Like... Are you guys not together right now? In 5 years from now, are you going to wake up and realize that's the love of your life?
Don't do it. Not if you're going to marry them. If you're going to marry them, don't get kids from previous marriage.
So
I mean,
think
a
I
lot
should
of
date someone who has
not,
no kids?
No kids.
Really?
You're in a position where you can. You see, like, for example, if a woman's trying to marry in her 40s, she can pretty much expect a guy her age to have kids already.
Yeah, but maybe a guy with kids would be good for me.
Why?
Because he's, like, already, like...
But it's somebody else's kids. Do you really want to raise somebody else's kids, another woman's kids?
I wouldn't mind it.
Really?
Yeah, like, as long as they're cute and they respect me and they like hanging out with me, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
That's cool, then.
I would have a problem with her. Like, I'd have a problem if, like... I'm not around and we live in two different states and you guys are having a sleepover. Like, what's happening in that sleepover?
No. Let's say they don't have a relationship at all, but the kids are hers. And they come and stay with you or something.
You got to have, like, on some... Like, for instance, my best guy friend has a newborn. And him and the baby moms aren't together, but they're best friends. And they don't care who the other person is dating as long as they can step up to the plate and take care of their kid. But I'm like, that's for now, though. But in, like, 5-6 years, you guys are going to have this entire amazing relationship where you didn't care who the other person was dating. And now you're best friends. Like, are you going to fall back in love with your best friend and want to be with them? That's my issue.
Yeah.
So, right. I mean, a part of me is like, I want to date someone older because I've only dated younger, which is weird. But then a part of me is like, maybe I should date someone who already has a family because maybe he's over, like, the fucking and messing around and all that, you know?
No man's ever over that, believe
me. I know.
Me.
It's like, it's no hope.
Yeah, right? But, yeah, well, more power to you, you know? I mean, thank goodness that there are people like you. Otherwise, nobody with kids would get married again, you
know? Right? I don't know. It's crazy. But my sister has a kid and she's single.
Really?
Yeah, I'm waiting for some, like, a Prince Charming to come in and, like, take care
of
her
how
and
easy,
the baby.
How easy will it be for her to find someone now that she has somebody else's kid?
It's going to be hard for her.
Right.
Like, it's going to be
that's
super hard
saying.
For her. Like, she's got to find a man that's so comfortable in himself that he doesn't care.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. How many of those are you going to find? You know,
yeah, especially where she lives. She lives in, like, a shitty area. Like, good luck to her.
I mean, you know, just a generation ago, people wanted to they would only go with virgins, you know? And now it's like...
No one's a fucking virgin anymore.
Right. You
like,
know,
very
but now,
rare.
But now it's like, not only she's not a virgin, but she also has a kid. you know, from somebody else.
Right.
So today we're a lot more tolerant.
I actually met someone. I'm cool with a girl that's a virgin now, and she said she's waiting until she's married, and I just wonder, like, what that's like. I mean, obviously, like, you haven't had sex with anyone, so once you have sex, it's going to be great, but, like, only sleep with one person your whole life.
Yeah, that's how it was for generations before, but if that's what you want, hey, more power to her.
I know. I told her, I go, if I could go back in time and still be a virgin, I'd still be a virgin.
Really?
110%.
Oh, wow.
But we'll talk about that tomorrow.
So, yeah, so you'll give people that lesson next time. All right, Danny, thank you so much.
Thanks,
you're
everyone.
Definitely the best guest that we could have today, right?
Nothing right. To the call. What happens?
Yeah.
Girl didn't call in. Our guest didn't show up.
Yeah,
what's
well, somebody
happening?
Just tried to call in, but we only had 2 minutes left. So
oh, that's unfortunate.
We're totally out of time, folks. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.